are 230. The nays are 197. Present is one.
Huh?
Article 1 is adopted.
No.
The question is on adoption of Article 2. On this vote, the yeas are 229, the nays are 198, present is one.
Huh.
Article 2 is adopted.
That's baseball, Susan! Wow, did you think we would get here? Did you? I did. Can I just say, I like presidents who weren't impeached. Yeah. It's a stain. It's a stain, everybody. A stain on the Trump name. And didn't we tell you at the very beginning of all this, from the minute that he came down the escalator, that the only thing this man had going for him was a brand. And now that brand is completely stained. And it will forever stain the name Trump. There you have it. So he finally got just a tad, just a touch, just a little teeny tiny bit of what he deserves, of what he deserves. And if the Senate refuses to give him the rest of it, then we the voters can. I'm telling you, the Senate is so in the tank for him. Mitch McConnell standing on the floor saying things like, well, we can't let the partisanship boil over. You're the witch that's stirring the freaking cauldron. What's wrong with you? There's only one outcome that we can allow. What? And then they're going to take the oath to do impartial justice. This is a joke. This is a joke. This is a stain on him. This is a stain on every single Republican who takes the oath to do impartial justice and then says, let's do a trial with no witnesses. Let's do a trial with no documents. Are you freaking kidding me? Are you out of your mind? But I tell you, you know, one of the things that really struck me last night is something that happened within our own, everybody. You know, one present. What was that? That was no present for Hanukkah. I'll tell you that, Tulsi. That Tulsi Gabbard, who was unaccounted for during the whole debate. Did you hear a peep out of her? Did you see her? Did you hear her position? Did she make a floor speech about how or when or where she stands? No, because she doesn't stand. She passes. She passes. And, you know, the vote present. Present, really? You were not present. You were AWOL. You were not present. You let history pass you by. That was an amazing, amazing thing. Very presidential, Tulsi. Very presidential. No decision. What kind of a person offers themselves up to be the president of these United States who can't make a decision on whether or not the Constitution was trampled upon by a man who has been recorded as telling 15,000 lies, who has been adjudicated in courts of law for fraud? He's obviously a cheat. He admitted to cheating. He admitted to asking for a foreign country to help him cheat many, many times. He's a liar, as we say, and he is all mobbed up. His hero is a mob lawyer named Roy Cohen. And we have an attorney general of the United States who may just be that. I mean, it's just so, you know, I just keep partisan passions from boiling over. I took a stand. She said, I took a stand for the middle. No, you know who took a stand for the middle? That guy, Jeff Gold, what's his name? Jared Golden from Maine. He split the baby because you could just see his TV commercials already, depending on which way the wind blows, doesn't really matter to Jared Golden from Maine. No, it doesn't matter because he'll run a TV ad showing him voting against one article of impeachment if that's the way the wind blows, or he'll run an article saying, I voted to impeach the president if that's the way the wind blows, because he split the baby. He voted yes on abuse of power and no on obstruction. Not one single document. 12 witnesses blocked from testify. What is wrong with people? I just, the politics of this is so disgusting. It's so reprehensible. This has, you know, look, Clinton was a completely partisan impeachment. You know, that went along party lines. You don't hear anybody mentioning that. But even Bill Clinton, who was voted up for impeachment, was voted on party lines almost identically to this kind of vote. All the Republicans, OK, just impeach Bill Clinton for something that had nothing to do with the execution of his oath, something that had nothing to do with the official office of the presidency, nothing at all. I mean, it was personal behavior that he tried to hide. But even Bill Clinton, he gave documents. He allowed people to testify. There were witnesses in the Senate trial. Even Bill Clinton was a witness in the Senate trial, but on tape, because he had testified to the grand jury. And Trent Lott with the Devo hair. You remember Senator Trent Lott? He had plastic Devo hair. Remember him? Remember him? He's a lobbyist now. He runs his own lobby shop. Oh, shocking. Almost as shocking as the impeachment. Yeah, shocked. But Trent Lott worked with Tom Daschle in the Senate, and they came up with rules that allowed witnesses. 100 senators voted for those rules. That's how much agreement there was. And Bill Clinton's testimony to the grand jury was played during Bill Clinton's trial. He also forked over his DNA. What the hell, man? This is just insanity. This is crazy.
Last night, House Democrats finally did what they had decided to do a long time ago. They voted to impeach President Trump.
Yay.
Over the last 12 weeks, House Democrats have conducted the most rushed, least thorough, and most unfair impeachment inquiry in modern history.
Oh, please.
Now, their slapdash process has concluded in the first purely partisan presidential impeachment since the wake of the Civil War. The opposition to impeachment
oh my God.
Was bipartisan. Only one part of one faction wanted this outcome. The House's conduct risks deeply damaging the institutions of American government. This particular House of Representatives has let its partisan rage at this particular president create a toxic new precedent that will echo well into the future.
Okay, so I heard a lot of things there, like slapdash. For Pete's sake, heavens to Murgatroyd, right? I heard a lot of things there, but did you hear a defense? Did you hear any evidence that shows that he didn't do it? Did you see anything in there, or did you hear anything? Did he mention anything that would be exculpatory? No, because you can't defend him because he did it. He did it, and he's been doing it. He asked China to get involved in our elections. He asked Russia to get involved in our elections. He asked Ukraine, in fact, demanded Ukraine get involved in our elections. And here's a dirty little detail that Mitch McConnell doesn't want you to know. The interview with Zelensky that Trump demanded Zelensky do with CNN was scheduled. It was scheduled for September 13th with CNN's Fareed Zakaria. And Zelensky was about to announce that he was opening an investigation into Joe Biden and the CrowdStrike server. And the only thing that stopped it was that Trump got caught. He got caught on September 9th. 2 days later, they released the aide so that they could say, well, you know, no harm, no foul. But the seeking, the soliciting is the crime of bribery. You don't have to accomplish it. It's like Adam Schiff said, you know, if a police officer pulls you over for speeding and you offer him a bribe and he doesn't take it and writes you a ticket, he can still charge you with bribery even though you didn't get away with it. He still wrote you the ticket, but you did offer him a bribe. You see what I mean? There is no defense.